With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. On the campaign trail in Georgia Saturday, former President Trump told supporters his early primary victories in the 2024 campaign have been historic, despite media stories that question whether voters want the presidential election to become a rematch versus President Biden.
They always like to equate me with this guy. Two very unpopular people are running for office. I said, why am I unpopular? I just knocked off 12 people. In the quickest time that it's ever happened. I don't know if you know that. It's the fastest it's ever. It's never happened that way.
Mr. Trump says the Biden administration had to temporarily reverse its position on fossil fuel exploration.
If he would have left our policies in place and our policies on energy, now I will say he brought them back because he was getting killed, so he let them drill more. But as soon as this election were over, should the unthinkable happen, he will stop all of the drilling. He's only doing it because he was getting absolutely killed, so he went back to the Trump drilling.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in Wisconsin say 9 people were killed when a tractor trailer hit a van at an intersection on a state highway Friday morning. According to the Clark County Sheriff's Office, the tractor trailer driver was pronounced dead at the scene, along with the driver of the van and 7 of the 8 passengers. There's no word on the condition of the surviving passenger, who was taken to a hospital. A United Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Los Angeles after a reported hydraulic issue. The airline says the flight, which was bound for Mexico City, landed Friday and passengers deplaned normally at the gate. This comes after a United Airlines flight lost a wheel during takeoff from San Francisco. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins today at sunset. Ramadan marks the 9th month of the Islamic calendar, and it runs through April 9th. This is SRN News. The Orthodox Church of Greece is banning 2 local lawmakers who supported a landmark law allowing same-sex civil marriage.
Church authorities on the Greek island of Corfu accused the 2 lawmakers of committing the deepest spiritual and moral error in voting for the law, which was approved last month. In a statement, officials said that the lawmakers who supported the same-sex civil marriage law cannot consider themselves active members of the church. The socially conservative Church of Greece has strongly opposed the reform, preaching against it and pressuring lawmakers to reject it. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
8 agencies and local authorities say a surge of new attacks by an Islamic State-affiliated group in northern Mozambique has left more than 70 children missing and caused 100,000 people to flee their homes. Churches are among the 500 buildings that were destroyed. The attacks may mark a new stage in a crisis that authorities say forced more than 1 million people to leave their homes. This is SRN News. The Ospreys are flying again.
U.S. Naval Air Systems Command on Friday announced the return of the Ospreys, which fly like an airplane and convert to a helicopter. Japan's defense minister says his nation will likewise return its Ospreys to flight status following an adequate analysis of the crash. Before clearing the Ospreys, U.S. officials said they put increased attention on its prop rotor gearbox, instituted new limitations on how it can be flown, and added maintenance inspections. The U.S. fleet was grounded December 6th, a week after a CV-22B Osprey crashed off Yakushima Island. Keith Peters reporting.
The son of late guitarist Eddie Van Halen is helping spread a love of music. Wolfgang Van Halen not only made a $100,000 donation to the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, he is also helping the organization kick off its Adopt a School campaign. More details at srnnews.com.